by many people will be lost if we don't lift up our eyes. Do you hear that, Christian? By many people will be lost. Our neighbours, our families, how many of them is going to be lost if you and I don't lift up our eyes and see them as perishing souls? It's vitally important that we are out seeking to win the lost. Thank you very much indeed for your ministry and song this evening. And do pray tonight that the Lord will bless what you've ministered to us this evening. Let's bear in a wee word of prayer together before we open and read from God's word. Our Heavenly Father, we now pray earnestly and we pray humbly that, Lord, as we turn to thy word tonight, we pray that the voice of God will be evident. That the voice of God will be heard. Draw us out from ourselves this evening. And Father, tonight we pray that the Holy Spirit himself will indeed tonight do his work that only he can do. We pray, Lord, for the lost and the unsaved amongst us now. And pray tonight for them, that they, Lord, will indeed not only hear, but heed the call. For we pray tonight in our Saviour's name. Amen, Lord. Amen. We're turning tonight to Paul's Epistle to the Galatians, please. And we're in Galatians chapter 6. Paul's letter to the Galatians. And we're in chapter 6 this evening. And as you're finding the place, I would like to thank Pastor Lyle for his words of welcome. Lovely to be back again this evening. And do endeavour to make these month of Sunday nights a matter of prayer and a matter of opportunity to bring the unsaved people out under the sound of the gospel. Always remember this, child of God. Someone reached out for you. Somebody, somewhere, reached out for you. The man who reached out for me was a man called Derek Loam. He owns the Nissan dealership there in Auchnacloy. And he used to pester me. He kept rhyming on, and I can see him yet, you know, witnessing. And man, he would rub the hands like that. Boys, you would need to be saved, George, and you'd need to be prepared. And he used to pester me. But I thank God he pestered me. Do you want to know why he pestered me? It's because he cared for my soul. And it's vitally important that in these days that we reach out as others reach to us. Galatians chapter 6, please. And verse 7. Now listen tonight to what the word of God says. It says this evening, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And we know tonight that the Lord will bless them two verses to all of our hearts. Now friends, tonight as we draw the harvest services to a close. God has something vitally important to say to us tonight. And when God has something vitally important to say to us and to show us, friend, it's vitally important that we listen. First of all, friend, God wants to speak to us tonight about two certain seasons that are found in these verses. These two verses tonight speak to all of us of two certain seasons. Now, what are the two certain seasons? Well, first of all, my text tonight talks about the season for sowing. Whatsoever a man soweth. It's springtime. And for the agricultural terminology, we know what it is to sow, don't we? Farmer goes out to sow the seed. And always remember this. Whatever seed he sows determines what he's going to reap in the harvest. Whatsoever a man soweth, that's the season of sowing. But then my text tonight speaks of another season. It speaks tonight of the season for reaping. The season when the farmer goes out and he reaps in his harvest. And he gathers in his crops. And that's the season for reaping. That's the season, friends. When the farmer goes out. It's the season when the good is separated from the bad. It's a season tonight of reaping. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Two certain seasons. But my friend, notice there's more than two certain seasons that God wants us to see tonight. God wants us to see tonight one fundamental fact. Now, what's the fundamental fact tonight that God wants us to see? Here it is. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now, my dear unsaved friend in this meeting tonight, you be careful now. And you be careful, because there's going to come a day of reaping. And once the day of reaping comes, then for you, my dear unsaved friend, for you it'll either be the barn of heaven or the burnings of hell and the day of reaping. Is coming your way. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Two certain seasons. The season, first of all, for sowing. Wonder tonight, what way do you live your life, sir? How do you tonight live in the light of eternity? Boys, I remember spending many a springtime at my granny's. In them days, you know, we didn't fly off to Florida or take trips to Tenerife. Oh no, our holidays were to granny's, and you weren't there for holiday, you were there to work. You were there in the hay field. That's when farmers did work in them days. That's the day when they had to get off the tractor. But I remember them days. I can remember out with my Uncle James in the back field under, dropping the potatoes. All day you were walking about like this, up and down the field. The more I think of it now, the more I was mad. Up and down the field. It took me one day to drop the potatoes, but it took me nearly a fortnight to straighten back up again. But you know something? I can remember them days. And boys, when them days was their springtime and you had the whole crop in, you say to yourself, boys, harvest Thanksgiving seemed a lifetime away. Isn't it funny when you were a wee nipper, time seemed to stand still? Isn't that right? The summer holidays lasted so long in them days. I'm glad they did, for I hated school. Oh, I hated school. Well, in our place where I went to Achanclough Intermediate, there was known as Achanclough Coolditz. The best thing I liked about school was getting out of it. We had two or three teachers in our place. I can tell you something now. They were unreal. I loved getting out of school. Boys, I did. And I loved mixing classes. Hands up if you ever mixed in school. Be honest. Very good. Let's take in names down there. Boys, I never thought Wallace Lawson would mix. 100 lines when I see you out of the front now. It wasn't so good when you were mixing and you got caught with. We had a wee headmaster in our school. He was that high. He was. He was like a smiling assassin. And do you see when he got to you? I can tell you something now. He was very wee, but man, he had a big hit. Bend over. And the day of his wrath appeared. But you know, in them days, time seemed to stand still. That's when we had good summers and when we were wee nippers, like you young people, we had no Xboxes in our days. There was no mobile phones in our days either. Not at all. The only mobile phone I had was two baked bean tins, a bit of beer or twine. Pull her tight there. Can you hear me? That's the kind of mobile phones we had. Text messaging. We didn't even know what text messaging was. Oh, not at all. Now you have everyone. And what do we hear? I'm bored. We hadn't time to be bored. Not a bit of it. But you know, when the springtime was there, life seemed to just go very, very slowly. But when I was a wee young fella, you know, I dreamed, I can't wait till the day comes when I get me license. Remember the driving license, the wee blue book you used to get? And I thought I would never see the day when I'd get that. And then I thought to myself, I'll never see the day when I meet the girl of my dreams and I get married. And then I did. And Tracy's the one that got blessed. But you know something, friends? Listen to me. Time does pass. And time passes us all by, friends. And before long, the harvest comes. And the time of reaping comes. You know, when you're young in life, you never think you'll ever grow old. You think you'll never see the day you leave school. But I'm telling you, friends, it comes. Life comes. And life goes. But here's the $60 million question. What kind of seed are you sowing in the light of God's great eternity tonight? What kind of seed are you sowing? Because the seed that you sow, one day you're going to reap, friends. And reap it you will. There's only two types of seed that you can sow. You're either sow seed to the flesh, or you'll sow seed to the Spirit. And I wonder tonight, friend, did you ever consider that? The seed to the flesh brings corruption and brings destruction. But the seed of the Spirit is sown to life everlasting. And friend, the day of reaping will come, and whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And my dear unsaved friend tonight, I want you to listen to me. The day of reaping cannot be avoided. There's no escaping it. And the day of reaping, young person, mightn't be just too far away from you either. The first coffin I ever had on my shoulder was on that shoulder there. And the person inside that coffin was only 14 years of age. You see, you don't need to be old to meet the time of reaping. And I want to talk to you young people tonight if you're not saved. You're not guaranteed a long life, so. And you young ladies, listen to me, love. You're not guaranteed a long life either. That's why the Bible says, they boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And that's why, young people, you need to be saved tonight. That's why you need, young people, to make preparation to meet God. Because the day of reaping's coming. And it mightn't be too far away. Are you sowing that seed tonight, the seed to the flesh? You living with that attitude? Oh, well now, George, I'm here. I'm here for a short time, but I'm here for a good time. You know, that's what I believed. My unsaved days, you know, man, I thought, well, I'm here for a short time, but I'm here for a good time. And mind you, in my unsaved days, I had no time for God. I had no thought for eternal things. I had no thought of heaven or hell. I had no interest. Man, I wanted to live life to the full. You know, that's where I was. I believed in having a good time. Let me tell you, unsaved young people, don't you think the man in the pulpit's green this evening, because he's not. I've been out there. Sure, I used to disco and dance and the whole lot of it. Friday night was the Valley Hotel night. Saturday night was the Silver Birch. On Wednesday night was sitting in wee Curly's having a drink. We called him Wee Curly for having the hair in his head. Now, but how long did they call me Curly? All right. And you know something, right? I lived life to the full. I had no care. Man, I could have danced the night away. But listen. The time of reaping can come in the prime of life. And I thank God tonight for his mercy that spared me. How careless I was. And young unsaved person, you listen, son, don't you be careless with your soul. Love, don't you be careless with your soul either. Because you're not guaranteed a long life. And that's why I'm pleading with you tonight as your friend. Come to the Saviour this evening. See that your sins are forgiven. See tonight that you're washed in the blood of the Lamb. See tonight that the Lord Jesus comes to be your Savior. As I could take you to a churchyard this evening. On a headstone, there's the name Robinson. John Robinson. He attended a Sam Workman mission. On a Monday night. And on the Monday night, he went into the wee caravan to speak to Mr. Workman. And got gloriously saved. And on a Thursday evening, he was murdered on his way home from work. And that's why, friends, the importance is that you get saved and get saved tonight. I'll never forget the Reverend George Dixon's address. He said, George, John Robinson's not in heaven because he served in the Ulster Defence Regiment. He said, John Robinson's not in heaven because he was a Protestant. And he said, John Robinson's not in heaven because he was a Presbyterian. He says, John Robinson's in heaven because the Lord Jesus was a Saviour. And I'm telling you tonight, friends, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap now. There's the season for sowing and the season for reaping. And friend, I want you tonight to consider your immortal soul. I want you to ask yourself the question tonight, where am I going to spend eternity? I want you to ask the question as you sit in that pew right now, what am I going to do with Jesus, which is called Christ? You know, friend, tonight, I dread tonight that you are sitting there content. I dread tonight that you sit in that seat satisfied. I pray tonight that you'll hear the voice of the Almighty speaking to your soul this evening. Friend, tonight, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I want to come now to the fundamental fact. My friend, what you do with the Lord Jesus here will determine what he will do with you at the time of reaping. Thank God tonight there's a seed that's known as the seed of the Spirit. That's the seed that brings life everlasting. There's a young Roman Catholic girl from West Belfast called Sheila O'Callaghan. Years ago, there used to be a mission hall almost in every street corner in Belfast. Oh, that we could pray that them days will return again. And Sheila O'Callaghan used to attend one of those mission halls. And her old teacher, the school, Sunday school teacher there, used to bring her home for her. She was a wee ripple. She used to torment the class every Sunday. But he always kept bringing her back and allowing her to come back. Later on in life, Sheila O'Callaghan, man, she sowed seed to the flesh, all right. Drugs and drink. But one night as she lay in her bed, she began to cough and she began to vomit. And as she coughed and vomited, she vomited blood. And Sheila O'Callaghan knew something was seriously wrong. And as she was in her bed that night, friends, the first thing that came to her heart and to her mind and to her memory was the words of the old Sunday school teacher, how God loved her as a sinner. And as she recollected those words in her mind and heart, Sheila O'Callaghan got down on her knees at the side of her bed. And she says, God, forgive me. Come and save me. That night, Sheila O'Callaghan was saved. Thank God tonight, the vilest of offenders that truly believes, that moment from Jesus, that pardon receives. And Sheila O'Callaghan came to the Lord Jesus that night in repentance of her sin. But I want to take you tonight to that same one person. His name is the Lord Jesus. And I want to take you tonight to a hill called Calvary. And to see this evening the bleeding, dying form of one who was nailed to that rugged cross. I want you to come with me in your mind's eye this evening, friend, tonight, and gaze upon the crucified one. And see tonight that in Him alone, friend, tonight is the sufficiency so that your immortal soul can be saved. Then the Lord Jesus tonight is this, He's the sinner for sinners, Savior for sinners. He's the one tonight who died for you, who suffered for you, whose blood was shed for you. Sinner friend, He didn't die for the fun of it. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good. He died that we might go at last to heaven, saved through His precious blood. Tell me, this unsaved person, does it mean anything to you that the Son of God suffered and bled and died in Calvary? Does it? Friend, you can look tonight to that center cross and say, the Son of God that loved me and gave Himself for me. And my dear unsaved friend sitting in this meeting, where you need to come to this, come to the foot of the old rugged cross in repentance of your sin. Listen, friend, you know one of the biggest curses you could ever have this evening is the curse to believe that your righteousness and that your goodness and that your works is going to earn your way to heaven. Because I'll tell you, they're not. The man that says, I'm good enough, and the man that says, I do my best, and the man that says, my righteousness will suffice, is the man that's telling God, my righteousness equals the righteousness of Christ. Oh, friend, what heresy that is. And I hope there's nobody stupid enough in this meeting to believe that your good works and your self-righteousness and your uprightness will equal the righteousness of the Lord Jesus. Because, my dear friend, you're treading on dangerous ground when you think like that and you believe like that. You're treading on dangerous ground. But my friend, take that look this evening to Calvary's cross. Tell me tonight, what other love could there be than this? To think this evening that the Lord Jesus could suffer and to bleed and die for you sitting in this meeting so that your immortal soul could be saved. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good. He died that we might go at last to heaven saved through His precious blood. Oh, friend, this evening, this is the answer. And friend, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Friend, you sow the seed of rejection, I tell you, you'll receive rejection. You reject the Savior this evening, He'll reject you. You'll hear Him say, depart from me, you cursers of iniquity, you workers of iniquity. Sure, nobody in this meeting is mad enough to desire to hear that on that day. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew ye. Because that's what you're going to reap if you sow rejection down here. And I want to tell it very, very clearly and very, very simply. You reject the Lord Jesus tonight, who suffered and bled and died for you on Calvary's cross, so that you indeed could be saved and saved for all of eternity. You reject Him this evening, friends. I wouldn't like to be in your shoes when the time of reaping comes, I can tell you. To think this evening that the one who suffered and bled and died and suffered the awful wrath of God for your sin and mine, that tonight you would walk away out of this meeting rejecting that Lord Jesus, who suffered such wrath and judgment and pain and shame that you could be saved. Listen, the Lord Jesus didn't die to start a religion. The Lord Jesus Christ didn't go to the cross for the fun of it. He went to that cross for you, my dear sinner friend. And that's where the journey for heaven begins, when you come as a sinner to Jesus. And friend, tonight, pause and ponder just for a wee moment. And just tonight, as you sit where you sit, think tonight and think seriously of what you're going to do before you leave this building. What you're going to do with Christ, who died for you personally. Because what you do with Him will determine what He will do with you when the time of reaping comes, and it's coming. Pause and ponder. You think tonight if your life was to end this evening, what you do with the Lord Jesus here and now will determine what He will do with you. You can come to Him this evening. You know, friend, tonight, listen. You can come to Him. The invitation's open. Friend, tonight He's calling you. I wonder tonight, is there one in the meeting? And you hear His voice calling thee. Tonight you hear the voice of the Almighty speaking to your heart and soul. He's saying tonight, come unto me. You know tonight you need to be saved. And you know tonight that you're a sinner. You know this evening, friend, you're going down into the caverns of the doomed and the damned called hell. You know you're going there. You know you're going. That was my friend, I want you to know this evening that there's one who wants to stop you from down further. He wants to save you. Wants you to take His hand this evening. He's crying out to you, trust me, allow me to save you. Please, I'm reaching out, take my hand. Tonight He pleads with you to take His hand. He wants to save. He wants to forgive. He wants to save you from going to hell. He wants to take you to heaven. Friend, He's in this meeting. He's in this hall. And tonight, I pray and I plead earnestly that tonight you will not be foolish and walk out of here and say to him that died for you in Calvary's cross, "Sorry, Lord, you're not for me. Because whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." The beginning of that verse states this: be not deceived. God is not mocked. And the worst way that you'll ever mock God is to turn that back of yours on his son and reject him from being your Savior. Ah, listen. None of us knows how far or how close the season of reaping is for many of us. And that's why tonight I'm pleading with you. Trust the Savior this evening, friends. You've fooled about long enough. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown you the way. Friend, tonight, listen to me. If you need help, if you need somebody to talk to, you'll get me or the pastor down there at the door. Listen, we want to help you. This is real business. This is serious business. No more fooling about now, friends. The season of reaping is very near. And if I can be of any help, please come and speak to me. Come and say to me, "George, I want to talk to you." Please come and talk to us. Don't put this off any longer now. We want to see that you're saved and for you to know that you are saved. And friend, that's all I want to say this evening. Because that's all the Lord has laid upon my heart. But before you leave, you think. And you think hard. If this night was the night of reaping, as far as your immortal soul is concerned, please, friend, don't put this off. Don't leave it any longer. You come tonight and trust the Savior and make him yours. And know tonight all will be well with your soul when the great harvest of all harvests come. You'll want to be sure. Let's all bow in a wee word of prayer together, please. Every head bowed, every eye closed. God's people really pray and pray like you never prayed before. Pray tonight for the Holy Spirit to arrest the unconverted. Pray tonight. And pray now, child of God. And as you're praying, with every head bowed and with every eye closed, before a closing prayer, dear unsaved person tonight, listen. This is not between you and me. This is between you and the Lord here. And I want you to really think and think hard tonight. Fear nothing. Only trust Him. If you're sitting down in that pew tonight and you're troubled, you say to me, George, how do I get saved, or how do I be saved, or how can I ask Him into my heart? Well, you do what I done that night. The wee clergyman that night prayed a wee prayer like this, and I just prayed it slowly after myself, after him. And I was saved, and this is what he prayed. Lord Jesus, tonight, I believe I'm a sinner. And I believe tonight I'm condemned on my way to hell. And I believe tonight, Lord Jesus, that you died on that cross for me personally. I believe tonight, Lord Jesus, that on the grounds of thy sacrifice and death and precious blood, I must come to thee. I am coming now to thee, Lord Jesus. I come to thee. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me for my sins. Cleanse me with your precious blood. Save me by thy grace. Seal me now, Lord, with thy Spirit. And bless me now, Lord, with assurance that I am thine. And as from this very moment, I give and surrender my life to thee. Hear my cry, Lord Jesus. Save me. In your name. Amen. Friends, tonight, if you have simply prayed that prayer this evening, on the night I was saved, I was told it was vitally important that you make it known. Pastor Lyle and I will be down at the door. If you've trusted the Saviour this evening, take the first step and confess it to Pastor Lyle or myself. You must confess it with your mouth now. And if you'd like to speak to either of the two of us, just say to us, we'd be glad to help you. Or if you'd like to know more, I have with me this evening a number of little booklets entitled The Journey into Life. Simply explains tonight the way of salvation. If you're not saved tonight and you'd like to know more, please take one of these booklets. Say to me at the door, George, can I take a booklet? And inside that booklet you'll have my telephone number. And if you want help, Ring me any time, morning, noon or night. Because if I can be of help, I'll be only too glad to help you. Please, friends, these are serious moments. This is between you and the Lord now. Don't let it pass you by. Linger no longer. You come. The Monteith family are going to come now and sing their last and final appealing piece. You listen as they sing together. Thank you.
Sad.